Chapter 5. Then again I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and look, a flying scroll. He said to me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll, its length is 29 feet 6 inches, and its breadth 14 feet 9 inches." Then he said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the surface of the whole land, for everyone who steals shall be cut off according to it on the one side, and everyone who swears falsely shall be cut off according to it on the other side. I will cause it to go out, says the Lord of hosts, and it will enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it will remain in the midst of his house, and will destroy it with its timber and its stones." Then the angel who talked with me came forward, and said to me, "Lift up now your eyes, and see what is this that is appearing." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is the ephod basket that is appearing." And he said, "Moreover, this is their iniquity throughout the land. And look, a lead cover was raised up, and there was a woman sitting in the basket." And he said, "This is wickedness." And he threw her down into the midst of the ephod basket, and he placed the lead cover over its mouth. Then lifted I up my eyes, and saw, and look, there were two women, and the wind was in their wings. Now they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephod basket between earth and the sky. Then said I to the angel who talked with me, "Where are these carrying the ephod basket?" He said to me, "To build her a house in the land of Shinar. When it is prepared, she will be set there in her own place."